and bring about the freedom of these people by any means necessary.
Aw, yeah, we're trying something totally different this week. It's not beer, and it's not wine. Oh yeah, it's meads.
Let's crack it.
I hope nobody's spitting this beer.
I'm Craftus Erectus almost every week.
There's some beer Darwinism going on.
Beer Coaster Podcast, it's for your learning.
Hello and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer.
And this mead. Week.
From coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'll be your host this week. This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada, and joining me is...
Mike in Boston, Massachusetts. Coming to you from Long Beach, Rockport, Massachusetts.
Sweet. And what's your title this week?
Oh, I knew you were going to get me with that.
Master of Meads?
Yes, I am the Master of Meads.
So yeah, that's what we're doing this week. We're trying something a little different. We've got a couple of meads that we're going to try this week.
Which technically isn't a beer, so we're kind of going a little over the line here.
Yeah.
Because as far as I know, it's not actually brewed, right? It's kind of a...
Right. It's just fermented.
Yeah, it's like a honey wine in a sense.
Well, wait a minute, Mike. Before Uh-oh. You get too far no, into it...
You're going to do this.
I don't know if the beer jargon guy would be down to talk about this because it isn't technically beer. So we'll see. If beer jargon guy wants to chime in and tell us about meads... We'll let him do that.
He will, I guess, yeah.
And now time for craft beer jargon. For this week's beer jargon, the term is mead. Mead, also called honey wine, dates as far back as 7000 BC. It's produced by fermenting a solution of honey and water. It may also be produced by fermenting a solution of water and honey with grain mash, which is strained after fermentation, depending on local traditions and specific recipes. It may be flavored with spices, fruit, or hops. It may be still, carbonated, or naturally sparkling. It may be dry, semi-sweet, or sweet.
All right, so for our meads, we're only going to try two meads this week.
I
was only able to find one.
I'm kind of on a staycation here, and Toby was on his staycation last week, so we're going to keep it kind of short and sweet.
And I'll keep it short and semi-sweet. Mike, what are you trying?
It's funny that you say that, because I guess I'm going to keep it semi-sweet myself. I'm going to try Moodlight Meadery's Red Dress. And it's also semi-sweet.
Sweet.
No, semi-sweet.
And I will be trying Sky River Brewing's semi-sweet mead, which is a honey wine.
Honey wine.
So there you have it. And first up for sipping some meads is Mike. Yeah.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
For my tasting flight, I'm going to try Moonlight Meadery's Red Dress. This is a mead from Moonlight Meadery out of Londonderry, New Hampshire. Their website is moonlightmeadery.com, and this is a mead or a honey wine. What's different about this is it's actually a honey wine with red currants. They use the currant berries as well as the wine, the the honey. It is 13.9% ABV. And there are no bitterness units, but this is a semi-sweet mead. And I'm going to crack it or uncork it or whatever. It's actually a foil and cork configuration here. So I'm going to do my best to try to do this for you guys. Been a while since I've uncorked a bottle.
Oh, you actually have to use a corkscrew, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say.
Oh, I broke the cork, dude. Technical difficulties.
Yeah, it's obvious you don't do this much.
It's true. All right, let's try it again. Please stand by. Hope it doesn't get all cork bits in there. That would suck.
Yeah.
This tastes kind of corky. There we go.
There you go.
I got it. And this is a 375 mil bottle. Quite small, skinny.
Interesting.
And man, this one was expensive. It was, I think, $17 for this little bottle.
Yeah. Mine was 15, I think. No, mine was 17 also.
Hmm. So, on the pour here, it's clear. There's a little pinkish hue, but not much. It's more really kind of a like a hint of rose, but it's very honey color. It's actually a little lighter than it looks on video there. There's no head, but there's carbonation kind of sparkling everywhere. On the nose, there's berry. You can actually smell some honey in this one. That's surprising. I guess it's not, because it's a honey wine. It's just we're used to having honey in beer where it basically kind of dries everything out. And you don't get too much. But you are getting honey and berries kind of going back and forth here. Taking a sip, yeah! It is tart. And it has kind of a, like a berry skin tartness. But then there's some very syrupy sweetness in there too. Yeah, I mean it's honey and berries and there's not much else. It's not like I'm getting, you know, hops and malt character here.
Right.
I would not guess this is 13.9% alcohol. But if you open your mouth and breathe in, you can get, you know, that alcohol air kind of.
Yeah.
You know, getting right in there. It's got some good carbonation, though. Yeah, it's got some alcohol heat, but it's kind of deceiving. Something else I'm getting besides the berry. An apple or something. This would be an interesting one to pair with food. I'm not quite sure what I would pair it with. I mean, I don't know. I think of mead and I think of, you know, the turkey drumstick. And
right.
But I think a beef stew might be interesting.
One of your Shakespeare festivals that you frequent.
Yeah. But like, you know, soup in a bread bowl, kind of, you know, beef stew. Maybe something with potatoes and, you know, big chunks of potatoes and carrots. And it would go pretty well with this. But it's not as syrupy as I thought it was. Kind of, I got some tartness and then I got some syrupy sweetness. But it's not like that cloyingly sweet kind of flavor to it. You know what I mean? It doesn't have like a very syrupy sweetness as you keep sipping on it. Anyway, if you get a chance, check it out. It's Moonlight Meadery, and they actually have quite a few meads that kind of go, you know, in and out of of rotation here. If you look on their website, there's just tons and tons of different meads that they have. So check them out if you get a chance. Moonlight Meadery. And we'll be back right after this.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines of the Beer Coasters Daily.
All right, so for a quick hop topic this week, we went to the Beer Coasters Podcast.com, clicked on the hop topics, or sorry, we clicked on the brews paper link right there at the top.
Yeah, you listeners took us can to the, click on the hot topic section.
Yeah.
You'll find it there.
So that took us to the Beer Coasters Daily, which is our aggregated newspaper online thingy, mabob. And down in the health section, that's right, we have a health section because we care.
We do care. Beer is good for you.
And this story was spotted by Tony Leone.
Ah, how about that?
That's right. Tony Leone spotted this one, tweeted it, and it ended up on the Beer Coasters Daily. Sweet. So, the title of this is Have a Beer, Your Skin Will Thank You. The article is from Boston.com.
Oh, yeah. The
style file section. I know there's lots of, like, references to this link, over to this link. That's why they call it the web, right?
All right.
Anyway. So there's this doctor. His name is Dr. Neil Sadik. He's from the American Academy of Dermatology.
I think it's Sadik. And
he says, Sadik. So he says that
he's a urologist. Similar,
he says that similar to, you know, they say drink a glass of wine and it's good for your health and all these things. Well, they say that beer has not just, you know, antioxidant benefits, but it has silica in it, which will help prevent free radical damage to the skin and internal organs. So there you go. Help protect your body and skin. I don't know about you guys,
but I could use some help to protect my internal organs.
Yeah. And I don't know if meads really fit in there. They didn't say anything about meads, so.
I think we're going to add that. We're going to talk to Dr. Sad Dick, and we're going to talk some sense into him.
So there you go. Have a beer a day. Make your skin look better, and it'll help protect your internal organs.
Ian Beer Coaster. Thank you, Toby's Dr.
Neil Sad Dick.
Is glowing.
Yes. okay, so I'm ready to drink. Sorry, I'm going real fast because I'm thirsty.
It's okay. I understand.
My mouth is dry.
And the previous story, just in case everybody was wondering on Boston.com, just to show you the caliber of news and information they bring you. It's about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Just so you know.
Ooh.
That's the kind of breaking news. Real hard-hitting, important news on Boston.com. Okay.
All right. Next up, I'm drinking. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah.
Real quick, to see this article and the story, go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Hop Topics section, you'll see the story there.
Peace.
Not the one about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, not that one. The one from Neil Sadik.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untapped, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
It'll have to be the mantra. This is not beer. This is not beer.
Keep telling yourself that.
All right, so this is Toby out west with...
Agena in Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right. So I thought, hey, we're drinking something that's kind of, you know, sweet and whatever, honey wine. So I thought, hey, why don't we have a chick join us?
Nice. Nice. Yeah.
That was was smooth.
She's actually that was smooth as
honey there, Toby.
Yeah. It's going to get him extra points. Don't you worry.
We have a chick join us, you know, being sweet and all.
So this is the mead that we will be trying is the Sky River Honey Wine. It's a semi-sweet mead. It's Sky River Brewing. They actually call themselves Sky River Brewing, even though all they do are meads and honey wines. As far as I know, that's all the information they have on their website. And their website is skyriverbrewing.com. They're out of Redmond, Washington. And this comes in at 10.5%.
Ain't got nothing on mine.
I would like to point out that the tagline on this says semi-sweet mead, ancient drink of kings and poets.
It's true.
Kings and poets.
Chaucer's mead.
This is right up Beer Coaster Mike's alley. Yeah. You know, hanging out at all those Renaissance fairs and...
It actually said that, I should say, when I picked it up. It said, great for the Renaissance fair on the tag. No joke. Like the sale tag at the liquor store. Yeah.
Wow.
Sweet.
Desperate to sell. Oh,
this should be good.
Should be awesome. Get rid of all this honey wine, man.
Nobody's buying it. Next Renaissance fair, we got to set up a booth.
Yeah. Okay, so I've just popped the cork.
That's what they should do. If they're going to do a meadery, they have to go completely the Dungeons and Dragons route, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Like blue dragon mead and, you know, King's
Quest whatever. Mead.
Yeah, King's Quest, right.
Dungeon Crawler mead.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is very clear. This looks like a white wine. It's a...
Wow, it is
very clear.
I mean, if it looks that clear and light on video, I know it's going to be like almost crystal clear.
It's like a champagne color, but lighter. It's lighter than champagne. Gina's already making faces at the smell.
She's saying, semi-sweet my ass.
Yeah, it smells very sweet, very candy-like. Ooh, there's alcohol coming through.
Kind of like a flower honey smell.
Mm.
There's something else there, but I don't know what it is.
It's almost medicinal, like a rubbing alcohol in there with...
Did it say that it was with any spices? Or I mean, it just says honey wine. Well,
their website didn't give off any information.
It says you should eat it with Indian curry. Or Latin-inspired dishes.
Hmm.
That's it.
The sacred drink of gods and men, created from a honey, believed to have descended from the heavens as dew, then gathered in by bees. Once thought to bestow harmony, wit, and poetry, warriors and lovers alike partook of its fragrant essence.
Warriors and lovers alike.
It smells a little bit like... There's this candy I had recently, or Kool-Aid. It has a Kool-Aid kind of smell, like a almost like a fruit punch Kool-Aid or something with alcohol.
Really?
Yeah. Oh no, that's what it is. It's Red Bull. You know, Red Bull kind of has that fruity vitamin kind of.
Yeah,
that's what it smells I like. Do. Yeah.
What is that? The taurine or?
Yeah. Taurine, something like that.
That's absolutely what it is. Some kind of energy drink. Yeah. A berry kind of yeah, weird.
All right, let's take a sip. As the rain comes down.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Didn't you just say this is the rain of the gods? Oh, it tastes way better
gods
than it smells.
Gods and poets alike.
Like, it smelled so overly sweet and, like, it was a little gaggy to me.
And this is semi-sweet. This is still pretty sweet.
It's still real sweet, but
mine said semi-sweet too, but it's got a very.
The finish is very honey, I guess. Really, that's what it is. It's like a like you took a spoonful of honey with your drink.
Yeah, honey and some sort of berries like
currants.
Yeah,
this strawberry. One was actually made with the one that I tried actually had red currants. In it, and there's a big like currant aftertaste to it.
Mm. Yeah, a little bit of bitter would be kind of nice. Mm-hmm. I can see how this would go with something real spicy, though. Kind of, you know how that sweet spicy thing goes.
Mm.
I can see that.
Well, I haven't had much along the lines of like dessert wines, but this is like a very sweet white wine, but it's not very dry. You know, like with a lot of the white wines, you get at least you get that dryness, and this is not. It's just clean.
Does it get to the point where it's syrupy though, or is,
not I mean, really? Like, no, it's
just enough sweetness to where it's not too syrupy.
Yeah,
or not syrupy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, there's a little. There's actually a little bit of dryness. I mean, for such a sweet wine, I don't know. It's good actually. I was really very concerned about it. And it's better than I thought it was going to be. I want some, can I do my pairing? I want some stinky cheese and maybe some, you know, the people will put that, right? People put like aged honey with some really sharp cheeses. I think they'll do that on cheese plates. That would, right there, I'm on it.
Yeah, I would say.
What did you say this was? It was like 10%?
Yeah. 10.5, I think.
Yeah.
10.5.
Yeah, I'd say. When you said the stinky cheese, I thought spicy sausage or something like that, but I don't know. Spicy Asian dish, like they say on the label. You know, I'm not too familiar with Indian curries, so I couldn't say that, but. Like a spicy Asian dish.
Usually fairly mild. Some of the Indian curries can get, I mean, you can get them really hot, but, you know, some of the dishes are fairly mild, especially when you have them like with lamb. Because lamb's has kind of a delicate, you know, flavor compared to some other stuff.
Yeah.
So they almost have a creamier curry, you know, with stuff like that.
Right.
With lamb and some of the Indian dishes.
Yeah, so it's pretty good.
Cool, and, let me...
Now, did you find this untapped. In...
Because I know it's on
the
untapped.
Wine section or the craft beer section?
Dessert wine section.
Oh, yeah.
It was right below the Tony
Porter's. Because when I asked the guy, I said, do you have...
Oh, I wanted to pick up a bottle.
Yeah, I haven't had a port in a really long time. I think we've crossed the line enough with the mead. I don't think we could do a port show.
Yeah, no. that'd be tough.
I don't think so. Crazy Dave might be down with that. Yeah.
Now, I'm sure there are plenty of wine or beers that are aged in port barrels. Could work it in that way.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, they make a blackberry honey wine as well.
Yeah. Okay, so Untappd gave this. Yeah,
I find that a lot of them will blend with different berries.
Right, and I can see that, because that little bit of bitterness bite with the sweet, I think it might even work better, you know?
Untappd has this at a 3.61 with only 4 ratings. Wow.
That's why they're trying to sell it for the Renaissance Fair.
That's crazy.
That's why, you know, I didn't do any of my ratings, and that's because I didn't have any at all from anyone.
Oh, wow.
So I just wanted to throw that out there. I actually had to add it onto Untappd. Huh. And then it wasn't on Beer Advocate, and it was actually on Rate Beer, but then didn't have any.
I'm sure the Rate Beer guys would have loved it.
Enough for ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so there you have it. This is the Sky River Semi-Sweet Mead, or Honey Wine, from Sky River Brewing, Redmond, Washington. And we'll be back right after this.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast, and don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
Dan Waddle says,
maybe there's a darts Valhalla. We'll all meet up in the sky sometime, sitting, sipping mead, watching the great ghosts play. Might happen.
Right, we actually got backwash this week. We got some backwash last week, right, Mike? Didn't we have backwash?
I believe so.
So this week, our backwash comes from Don Leone. It's actually a couple weeks old, but
Beer 411 and Connecticut Beer Trail. Tony says, had this Union Jack IPA for the first time at this restaurant called Beer Authority in New York City this past weekend. Paired amazingly well with some pulled pork tacos topped with cabbage salad, avocado cream, chilies, and cilantro.
Whoa.
Great. Now I'm hungry. Pumpkin ales are starting to hit the shelves. Are you guys down for doing a pumpkin tasting tournament? Hopefully we can coordinate this year. Tony. Yeah, I don't know. Some of our listeners may have not heard that show, but we had talked about coordinating a pumpkin beer tasting with Tony and some of the guys at the Connecticut Beer Trail. And what happened was Tony had done the pumpkin tasting with some of his friends and some of the Connecticut Beer Trail guys, I assume. And basically sent it in as backwash. So we kind of played that almost like a pumpkin beer tasting tournament. And
I'm
not sure what show that was. I'm sure it was a pumpkin show. But we may be able to coordinate something this time around.
I'm already seeing pumpkin beers.
I'm seeing new ones even already. You know, it seems like every year two or three more breweries come out with a pumpkin beer. And it saturates the market so early, but that, you know, we've talked about that in the past as well. So thanks Tony for the backwash. And we'll get a hold of you and maybe kind of coordinate some kind of pumpkin tasting thing.
Yeah. A little tournament style.
Yeah.
See who makes the best pumpkin beer, blind tasting.
Many
Daily
pumpkins
Bob.
Enter, only one remains. Okay.
Cool.
That's it?
Yeah, thanks for the backwash, Tony.
All right.
And,
I guess last call then, huh?
Yeah.
All right then. Last call! Coming up next.
Don't know what to do with such a short show. I'm like, what's going on? What, it's dirty over? Last call already?
Well, we'll drink more to make up for it next week.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Last call!
No more meads for you.
It's a meads to an end.
Mead rating, Mike.
For my, so what are we supposed to rate this then? Do we do pints or should we do like bees? Or
yeah.
Honey drizzler sticks? Okay, so for my Moonlight Meadery red dress, it was better than I expected it to be. I was expecting a sicky sweet kind of alcoholic beverage, and I didn't get that. This thing was 13.9%, and you can't really tell, to be honest. It's got a nice kind of balance between the flavors, between honey and the red currant. It has kind of a nice tartness at the end with the almost like the berry skin, and I mean it's still kind of a nice sipper. I don't know if I would want to pair this with food. I don't know if this would be my choice of beverage with food, even though I did pair it.
Yeah,
but it's a nice little sipper to say, you know, I think of this more of as a dessert wine, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it would work well as a dessert wine.
You know what would be nice is, like, after dinner you have a little bowl of, like, raspberries or blackberries or something with some sugar drizzled on top, and then you... Or maybe some whipped cream, like, throw some whipped cream on it, and just kind of pick at that while you're sipping on this might actually be okay.
Yeah.
You know? Like maybe some more tartness from the berries, and then this just kind of gets with the sweetness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How about that? How about that, Mike?
Okay, that sounds
Switch
good.
It up.
I'll go with that.
Switch it up on you.
But, geez, I don't know how to rate this. We've never rated a mead before, but I guess I'm gonna give it 4, just because I just think that they really kind of worked at this to try to get the balances of things right, and I think this shows, and it should for the price, and maybe I'm a little swayed by the fact that this was a little bit more expensive, but I mean my palate kind of tells me that it just seems right, you know, so I'm gonna give it a 4. For my one word, I'm gonna say pleasant berry.
Oh. And for mine, and Gina, what did you want to rate this? Just what it is. I mean, Gina says a 3.
Okay.
And her one word is honey, 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 honey. 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 I think some people got to drink. I'm going to go. Some people like to sip it. Okay, I'm gonna go 4
honey wine, y'all.
On this.
Okay, 4.
I liked it more than Gina, apparently. And I was telling Mike off mic that I didn't know what to expect. Well, what I was expecting, because this is the first time I've actually had a mead before. But what I was expecting was some thick, syrupy, like cloudy, murky looking thing that, you know, you imagine coming straight out of a vat with a ladle being scooped into a, you know, a huge mug, yeah, or whatever.
Unfiltered.
Yeah, totally unfiltered, just raw.
Everything.
Yeah. chunks of stuff floating in it and, you know, whatever. That's kind of what I expected, at least for it to be cloudy. But coming out looking like a white wine, I was a little thrown off by it, and the flavor is not like the nose. It's not as sweet as the nose is, but still good. It's a nice sipper, just like Mike was saying about his. It's a nice after-dinner dessert sipper. Or even, you know, if you like to drink wine with dinner, it works that way too. It's a little sweeter than wine and not as dry as wine, but
yeah.
And more honey. You do get the honey in there. And so yeah, 4. I'll give it a 4. And my one word is Red Bull, because I keep sipping on it, and that's what I taste in the background, is a little bit of this Red Bull kind of flavor. So going with that. So those are our ratings for our meads this week. So you can thank Mike for our mead show, because this was his brainchild.
Hey, you know, if you do 170 shows, you got to start getting creative. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's true. And we got shout-outs. Let's do some shout-outs
before
we go.
I want to thank Malt Porter. And also...
Malt Porter?
Eric J., and we got a few more people. Toby, what do you got?
We got Tony Leone, for his backwash, and, you know, hitting us up with some emails, trying to organize some stuff at the CT Beer Trail, so I'm going to hit him up.
And he hit up the Bruise Paper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was.
How about that?
He was on the Bruise Paper this week.
Pretty cool. So. I can't even get on there.
Yeah. You got a tweet, buddy. Yeah. You got a tweet.
Got to tweet more.
And, want to shout out to Beer Coaster Charlie. He's thumbing up some of our beers we've been posting. Some of our beers we've been untapping.
Nice.
Which I don't know why Beer Coaster Charlie's not on untapped.
Yeah, we got to get him on there.
I don't understand why he's not on there.
At least, you know, because we can't get him, you know, a separate Beer Coaster Charlie handle. But maybe we could do that with untapped, and he could, you know, at least use that instead of, you know, Facebook and Twitter. I think we could maybe get him
on
that. So we'll look into that. You know, maybe we'll also just, I'll just create him one and I'll send him an email.
Yeah, there you go. Here's your login. Here's your password. Start untapping, buddy. And I give a shout out to Rick O'Neill. He's recently been thumbing up some of our stuff on Facebook. So, shout out. Here you go.
Cool. That's it, right?
Anyway.
For the meat shows.
That's it? Yeah. See us next week for our special beer show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I
guess we're going to try some beer next week.
Yes, we will. We'll drink some beer next week. A reminder to all our listeners, this is your show. We're just sipping mead in it.
Cheers. Sipping mead. Oh, and a shout out to Beer Coaster Gina. Thanks for helping out.
Yeah.
Drinking my mead with me. Thanks for sitting in. Shout out. And don't forget to stop by BeerCoastersPodcast.com.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Hope you enjoyed the show, folks. See you next week.
Some people got to drink it.
Pumpkin ales are starting to hit the shelves.